Leading vice presidential candidate Francia Márquez doesn't look like nor has the resume of a traditional Colombian politician. Yet she has become a political phenomenon, giving a voice to the country's marginalized communities.
I didn't ask to be in politics, but politics messed with us, and now we mess with it. And we're messing with politics because they always told us it wasn't for us, that politics was for others.
Márquez's rise has been meteoric. As a black woman and environmentalist, her message and candid language propelled her to third place in the country's March presidential primary, compelling the leading presidential candidate, Gustavo Petro, to choose her as her running mate.
Colombia can't accept a woman that the elites see as their housemaid. We were limited to one role, and she's changed that, showing us and our daughters that we can be what we want, even president.
As a single mother, she worked as a housemaid, but managed to get a law degree and was awarded the Goldman Prize in 2018, the world's most important prize for environmental activists.
Es hora de actuar.
She has survived attempts on her life after confronting illegal gold mining mafias in the conflict-ridden region around her hometown.
Francia's persistent denunciations of Colombia's social disparities has sparked an almost unprecedented national conversation about race and class, exposing deep and long-standing wounds.
And the backlash has been swift. On social media and in the streets, she has been the target of racist attacks. A well-known Colombian singer called her King Kong. She has even had to cancel campaign events. During a rally in Bogotá, she was targeted with a laser and forced to leave the stage. Yet her success has convinced other presidential candidates to select Afro-Colombians as running mates. Luis Gilberto Murillo, running for centrist Sergio Fajardo, says it's about time to start dealing with Colombia's history of racism and bigotry.
There's an entire legacy of structural racism that has denied from the start our existence, dignity and humanity. People ask me why I always wear a suit and tie. I don't like ties, but when I don't use them, I am racially profiled, harassed, including by the police.
To a segment of Colombians who are clamoring for change and for more diverse representation, Márquez is their champion, even if only as a vice president. The question is whether the rest of the country is ready for her. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Cali.